Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. Thanks for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. This program is all about educating seniors and their caregivers, helping them make informed decisions. And it's a great place to listen and learn. And so many people consider Senior Care Live appointment radio, and I hope you will too. As always, if you have a question, you can visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com, or you can go old school and give us a call at 1-800-331-6445. All right, so we have a great program for you here today, and I was going to say in studio, but we're kind of separated today, and that's all right, because through the magic of technology, we're able to make this work. But my friend and special guest, Ben Socek, he's the owner-operator of Home Downsizing Solutions, and Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Good afternoon, Steve. Thank you for having me, and hopefully I'll be able to provide some great information for your listeners today, and I hope that they find it of great value.
I know they will. I know they will. So, first of all, let's talk. I have so many things that I want to ask you about today, but obviously we're all being really badly and negatively affected by inflation, and then that's causing all kinds of other problems with interest rates going up, which has caused mortgage rates to go up, which is starting to, I think, beginning to slow down this major roll on the real estate market. So is that what I suspect is happening? Is that what you're seeing?
In most areas, that's what I'm hearing, Steve, is that in some sense, if you look purely at these statistics, since they're looking back, what I found today when I was looking at the market statistics for Omaha and Kansas City is some of them were only going as recent as the month of April. There was a little bit of information from May, and we haven't seen a big change yet, but obviously this week with the inflation numbers coming out the way they were, the expectations that the Fed is going to raise their rates by anywhere from a half point to at least three quarters of a point, we'll find that out in the next couple of days. It has certainly affected interest rates, though, because, again, it wasn't that long ago, maybe 6 months or so, that 30-year mortgages were 3% or less than 3%. Now, looking online today, those 30-year fixed-rate mortgages are anywhere from about 6% to 6.5%.
Ouch.
So that really is, I think, anyway, I could be completely wrong, but I certainly think that's going to affect the housing market. And so for the people that said, you know, this isn't going to change anything because of the demand, because of the increase in house prices over the last couple of years, and in combination with the interest rates going up, doubling in the last 12 months, I think that's going to have some effect.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It has to have some kind of an effect, I would think, negative effect. And interestingly, you mentioned some of those statistics. First of all, that's stunning. It doubled in a little over 6 months. I mean, oh my goodness. Now, were we spoiled rotten with historic lows, 3%, maybe a little less? Yes, we were. Is 6% just a horrible historic number? No, it's not. But when you get spoiled like that, 6% kind of hurts.
It does. It definitely changes things, especially when we've had, in combination with the run-up of home prices over the last 2 years, especially nationwide. Every market is different. But, you know, even in Kansas City, we've had a huge run-up in home prices over the last 2 years. And so, again, when you couple that with, especially if they're first-time home buyers that are thinking about buying that home that they've always wanted to, when you look at what prices have done over the last couple of years, plus the interest rates, and I think looking at inflation numbers, I'm no economist, I'll just tell everybody that right now, but I don't think we've seen the end of interest rates going up.
I don't think so either, and I don't think we've seen the top of the inflation either. Unfortunately, I think this is going to keep on rolling for a while, and I'm hoping that someone somewhere does something about this, because this is getting ugly. So, interestingly, I had a friend of mine post in social media. He's a lender. And he showed some graphs and some statistics this past week and was basically giving a shout out to all of his realtor friends. Check with some of your pre-qualified customers, because all of a sudden this might knock them out of qualification because of this, the big jump in interest over just very recently, like you said, big jumps over the last just a few days and few weeks here. So that's got to have an impact. Now, what you do with home downsizing solutions? So tell us about your services.
Absolutely, and Steve, if I could, not to keep dragging this out, but just one other quick item in regards to those interest rates. The one thing that I really noticed too in the last week is what I'm told is that mortgage rates take their cue from 10-year bonds, federal bonds. And I believe it was last week, they were below 3%. Today, when I was looking, they're just about 3.5. And so again, that trend I think is going to continue. But anyway, switching back to your question, home downsizing solutions, my company specializes in assisting seniors and their families by transition to senior living, whether that's a smaller home, independent living, assisted living, or other senior living arrangements, by buying their house directly from them to make that transition as easy and as stress-free and hassle-free as possible. That's our goal.
Okay, and you buy the home in as-is condition, is that correct?
Correct. That's in as-is condition. If the house needs repairs, updates, we don't care about that. We'll buy it as-is. What we also tell people, what a lot of people like, is the fact that they don't have to worry about the stuff that's in the house that may have accumulated over the years or decades, maybe, that a person's been in their house. So what we tell people is to take the things they want to take, sell the things they want to sell if they can, and leave whatever they don't care about. And we will take care of it. So again, that makes that transition as easy as possible for them.
I'll tell you, I wish I would have known about you. It's been a long time ago when we went through all of this with my grandparents' house. And so that's how I actually, after helping my grandparents transition from their home to an assisted living community, it was through that whole experience is how I started senior care consulting. But we had the house to deal with. And then after we held on to the house. while they were in assisted living. And then when they passed away, then, of course, we had to go through the house and like everyone does. And so basically we inherited a house. Now, do you work with a lot of clients kind of in that situation that may have inherited a home or a house?
We work with all of those situations. As you know, there's no same situation probably twice. Everybody has a unique situation with their family, what their family has either gone through or is going through presently. But yes, we've worked with inherited situations. We've worked with situations where maybe the adult children are out of town and are having to come back to the Kansas City area to help a parent or loved one transition to some type of senior living. And they just don't want to worry about the repairs and updates of the house. So by buying the house directly in the as-is condition and freeing up the cash or getting them cash for the house, that way it eliminates a lot of challenges and a lot of hassles that adult child may have to deal with.
No doubt. And especially if they're coming in from out of town, that's even more helpful, I would think, having someone who could take care of that for them. And so in our situation, we had to go through, and my grandpa, I would not say technically that he was a hoarder, but he was a major pack rat, I'll say that. And grandma kind of kept him under control, but there was still a lot of stuff in that basement that we had to go through. And frankly, we had just ended up going through, and like you said, we removed the things that had value to us, sentimental value. We sent some of the items and some of the goods to an auction, and then the rest of them we just literally threw away. And that was a lot of work, several trips out of town to their house, and a couple of different large kind of dumpsters full of this stuff that we just pitched. So you're saying that that's something that you could have helped us out with?
That's correct. And that's what we help with a lot of families, a lot of senior situations, where, you know, when it's your stuff, it's easy to throw away. But I know from my own family situation last fall with our mom, it is a challenging time to go through things and to go through pictures and to be willing to depart with some of those things. But once the family has gone and found the things that they really want and cherish and just don't care about some of these stuff, especially if you have, as you mentioned, maybe an aggressive collector, as we like to say, that we'll take care of whatever stuff is left so you don't have to worry about the dumpsters or doing anything with that afterwards.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Now the Senior Care Live question of the week. To sell your home as is for cash, you must own your home outright. Is that statement true or false? The answer coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And you can stream this program to any electronic device at seniorcarelive.com or through the app Audacy, and that's AUDACY. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. To sell your home as is for cash, you must own the home outright. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... false. The answer is false. And Ben, tell us about that. So have you purchased a home outright as is for cash and someone still had maybe a small mortgage left on the home?
Absolutely. We can purchase a house, whether a house is free and clear, whether a house has debt on the home. Even in certain circumstances, a house has too much debt on. There are ways that we've even worked with those situations in order to buy the house and get that debt taken care of for people.
In that situation, then, they were just able to walk away from the house then?
That is correct. It's a negotiation with the lender to sometimes take less than the lender is saying that they're owed in order to get the house sold.
Okay. All right. I did not know. I always learn something from you, Ben. For our listeners, we're visiting with Ben Socek. He's the owner-operator of Home Downsizing Solutions. If you want to reach out to Ben and the great team at Home Downsizing Solutions, you're going to want to write this number down, 402-450-0199. That's 402-450-0199. You can also go online. It's a great website. There's a ton of information on it. You spell it just like it sounds. HomeDownsizingSolutions.com. HomeDownsizingSolutions.com. And so, Ben, I'm sure that we have some people listening who say, you know, this sounds pretty good, but I don't know. I mean, houses are going for, you know, so much money right now. Maybe it might be worth getting that foundation repair or getting, you know, buying that new roof or, you know, doing some updates and that sort of thing. What do you think about that idea? And I guess my second question, follow up on that would be, everything is skyrocketing right now as far as pricing and there's a labor shortage. How feasible is it to get a new roof and get your foundation repaired and get the outside painted and get carpet laid and all that kind of stuff in even in a reasonable time frame, let alone a reasonable cost, to try to make that money back? I'm not sure if that math adds up for me.
It certainly, I think, is more challenging because of the high cost of labor and materials and the difficulty getting materials. But I would certainly never tell anyone not to check on that if they want to do that. You know, a person does have options, and I know that they have options to sell a house. And so a person needs to do whatever is best for them. So certainly explore your options. But I think if a person, whether it's this market or a market like after 2008, people choose to do business with me, or I can bring value to people if they value the benefits that I offer them, which is you don't have to do those repairs, especially if you're out of town and have to try and organize doing those repairs and updates. A person's time is valuable too. So if they don't have to worry about that, that may be a value to them. Same thing with having people walk through your house. Same thing with having showings with traditional listings. If a person doesn't want to worry about unannounced showings or last minute showings and all those things that can be a hassle with a traditional sale, then my service can be very valuable to them. So that's what I would tell anyone in any circumstance.
Okay. And I know that you have served several clients of Senior Care Consulting and then listeners of Senior Care Live. And I recall one of them very clearly talking about how easy it was to work with you and Home Downsizing Solutions. And they said that just they worked with you, and in a very short period of time, the money just appeared in their account. And then you also allowed them to live in the home until their next home is ready. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. That's one of the biggest benefits that people really like, is if they know that they want to get the house sold, but there's something that is keeping them from making that transition immediately, whether a new home is not ready, whether an apartment at a apartment community or senior community is not quite ready yet, then we can step in and typically buy the house right away so that the owner knows that the house is sold, but allow them to stay in the house for 30, 60, sometimes 90 days, so they don't have to worry about making two moves, which is, I don't think, ever fun for anybody. And so that is a big benefit that a lot of people really like.
Okay, and I'll tell you what, a lot of my clients that I work with, they're getting the message through the radio program Senior Care Live of trying to be proactive if and when at all possible, and try to get out ahead of that move. And so we'll go out and we'll check out assisted living communities, memory care communities, long-term care communities, even continuing care retirement communities. And guess what some of the best ones have? They have a waiting list. And so if you don't wait till the last second, you're trying to plan, again, being proactive, we can go out and find a great place, get your name on the wait list, and then you can sell your home as is, actually have cash in hand, and then stay in the home even after closing, waiting on your space to become available. That is a tremendous benefit with Ben Socheck and Home Downsizing Solution at 402-450-0199 or online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And Ben, you have about a minute or so left. Tell us a little bit more about the services and just how easy it is to work with your firm.
Absolutely. One thing that I wanted to add that you just mentioned, too, is kind of conversely to a person not knowing when they're going to be able to move, is we've worked with individuals where they had an apartment open up. And if they didn't act upon that and take the apartment right away, they were going to lose it. So that's where a situation where we were, they wanted to sell the house quickly and move very quickly. So we were able to help them accomplish that so that they could get into that apartment that they really wanted to get into.
And, you know, so, Ben, that is a great, great point. With Senior Care Consulting, we often will get a call. I like to say hair's on fire. They're like, oh, my gosh, we should have called you, you know, months ago. Now we need to move quickly, but we need some cash in hand. And this is just an ideal fit for that kind of a situation that someone has to move quickly.
Correct. And that way they have the cash from their house. They don't need to worry about getting a bridge loan to get into another place. And so there is a lot of value there for individuals that need that type of service.
All right. Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions. You can reach out to Ben Socheck at 402-450-0199 or online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate you.
Absolutely, Steve. Thank you for having me on today. And hopefully that's been of value to your listeners. If anybody would like information from me, of course, give me a call. If they'd like a free copy of my book, Home Downsizing Secrets, just give me a call.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, Ben. And we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget to check out all of the podcasts at seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so this one's pretty heavy, pretty negative, but let's go there.
And now, Senior Care in the News. A news report from Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
Okay. Once in a while, I talk about this stuff, and I'll tell you what, if it makes the news, a lot of you probably saw this, and if you didn't see it, I'm going to tell you about it. It needs to be discussed. Now, a lot of people in the senior care, the business of senior care, they don't like people talking about this. Okay, because they feel that it gives all of them a bad name. But let me just correct that thought. There are some very poor providers out there, but the good news is there are a lot of excellent providers out there to choose from. Okay, so let's get into this. This was from our friends at Channel 41, KSHB. It was on the 10 o'clock news. It was an investigative team IA report on May the 25th, 2022. And they interviewed this gentleman's sister. And again, it was that I-Team special investigative report. And she went on to explain that the particular nursing home her brother was living in was not monitoring his health. And he ended up in kidney failure, which caused him to be hospitalized and admitted to the intensive care unit at a local hospital. Now, she is a nurse herself, and he was constantly texting her, and they showed some of the texts on this news report that, you know, I'm in pain. No one came to give me my medications. I mean, just all kinds of, he knew what was going on, and he was telling her, and then she would have to call the nursing home and ask them, hey, what, you know, what is going on? Isn't there anybody working there? Why didn't you give my brother his medications, et cetera, et cetera? So because of this ongoing poor care, she filed a complaint with the state of Missouri. And then that complaint triggered a surprise health inspection from the state, which resulted in findings that residents were not being treated with dignity. There were several dietary deficiencies and failure to notify doctors when a resident's condition had changed. And so you're just kind of asleep at the wheel, frankly. Then the investigative team learned that this particular nursing home was designated as a special focus facility. Now, what's interesting is I was watching this news report and I said special focus facility before they said it. My wife looked over like, do you know what that is? And I'm like, yeah. And you don't want to be a special focus facility. You have to provide ongoing, very poor care to get yourself in onto that hot seat. Okay, so this is not something that you want as a facility, number one. Number two, kind of hard to get because you have to be so bad for so long that the state deems you a problem facility. So the family member had never heard of such a thing or a special focus facility designation, which is, I mean, why would you? Okay, this is kind of an inside baseball kind of a term, right? This is a special program, again, when a nursing home has a lengthy, ongoing pattern of poor care. And they're inspected at least twice as often as other nursing homes, and they're just truly under the microscope from the state, whatever state they're in. And this could be anywhere nationally, but we're talking about a place in Missouri right now, as far as what was reported in this report. So there are currently two special focus facilities in Kansas and three in Missouri. And there's actually, I was surprised to learn this, there's a waiting list. And that would tell me that they probably just don't have enough people, staff, to handle all of this. But there's a waiting list of 10 more Kansas nursing homes and 15 more Missouri nursing homes that are on the waiting list, just about to be put on the actual special focus facility designated program. So the family had no idea about the special focus facility designation of this particular nursing home, and the investigative team discovered that the facility is routinely understaffed, not conducting wound care assessments, and residents going days without a bath. So again, they're just asleep at the wheel. I mean, this sounds really bad. And this was not the first time that this particular nursing home was designated as a special focus facility. So we've got a history here now. And there was another special focus facility in town in the KC area here that had an 88-year-old resident. And unfortunately and terribly, she drowned in a bathtub. This was back in 2020 because the staff person left her four times in 1 hour in that tub, and the last time she left her for a full 25 minutes, she forgot she was in there. She went back to check on her, and she was gone. Just absolutely horrible. So at the time of her death, this particular nursing home was a candidate, was on the waiting list for a special focus facility. Then they were put on the special focus facility program in April 2021, and I believe this place is now gone. It just shut it down. Thankfully. And yet another special focus facility, a man went septic due to an untreated urinary tract infection. Again, this is just straight up asleep at the wheel. And that untreated UTI resulted in this man's death. At that same nursing home with the untreated UTI resulting in a male resident's death, a female resident was sexually assaulted by a male resident. And it goes on to say the staff was supposed to check on him every 15 minutes. Now, when I was listening to that, that would leave me to believe that they didn't trust this particular male resident around other female residents if they felt like they needed to check on him every 15 minutes. So why was he there in the first place? That's my question. Okay, staff did not notify her family for several hours and failed to call police for 9 hours. And unfortunately, this lady died a month after the assault. The state receives at least 3 times as many complaints regarding special focus facilities than they do all other nursing homes. And some of these complaints include retaliation and abuse and neglect. So you might be shocked to know that nursing homes are not required to tell residents and their families that they are a special focus facility. That's something you have to dig up. And guess what? That used to be stated, there was an SFF, it could be all kinds of different abuses, but they got rid of that special focus facility symbol. I think that's a giant mistake. I would love to see that come back for public information. But the nursing home, they do not have to tell you they are a special focus facility. They're also not required to tell you about any high-level deficiencies that are on their record. The original nursing home in this report that we first started talking about in this report declined comment after being contacted by KSHB 10 times. All right, so I'm going to go out to publicly available information on that first place they were talking about. There's the red hand, okay, but it does not show clearly that is a special focus facility. Their overall rating, I'm doing this live on air here, okay? I'm on my computer, I'm on the screen. Their overall rating is 1 star from Medicare, 1 star out of 5. And it shows 1 star out of 5 for health inspections, 1 star out of 5 for staffing. That's starting to tell you something there, right there, right? Okay, so there's a penalties section. And, oh my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Wow. All right. So, first of all, this is not a place that I go to. I am aware of the place, but it does not make any of my lists of possibilities with senior care consulting clients. Okay. So, I haven't looked at this place in a long time until I saw this news report. Wanted to pass that along to you. One of their fines, this is the biggest one I've ever seen. First of all, they have 5 federal fines, $31,000, $5,000, $650, $1,000, and a whopper of $240,000. I've never seen a fine that big. Wow. All right, so we go over here to the health inspections, and I can see in the last... Oh, my goodness. In the last health inspection reporting period, 61 deficiencies. And the average number of deficiencies in Missouri is 9. Oh, my goodness. So the question is, how do you know whether a particular place is a quality provider or if they have this long, horrible track record of poor performance and terrible care and gigantic fines and excessive number of deficiencies? I'm going to tell you how you can learn about that and a lot more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, so I warned you that last segment was going to be rough. All right, so let me just provide some balance here. All right, not all places are that bad. This one sticks out like a sore thumb. This is one of the worst places you could possibly ever consider choosing. But the question is, how is the general public supposed to know that? Now, I'll talk about my services here with Senior Care Consulting in a little bit, but I'm gonna tell you, there's a very helpful website, and this isn't the whole story, but it sure does provide quite a bit of information. It's at medicare.gov, and then you go to Nursing Home Compare, Care Compare. So you can put my location. So, for example, you can put in, you know, Olathe, Kansas, Gladstone, Missouri, Lisa, whatever your location is. And then provider type. I'm on the computer right now. So it shows doctors and clinicians, hospitals, nursing homes, home health services, hospice services, long-term care hospitals, dialysis facilities. So I just choose nursing homes. Then you can even look up a specific nursing home facility name, or you can just click search. And then it's going to go out and search a number of miles from that city and state that you listed. So let me just type in Gladstone, Missouri, nursing homes, and then you can filter by distance. So I think it defaults to 25 miles from Gladstone, but you can narrow that down to 5 or 10 or whatever, you know, different miles, but 25 miles. So we have Linden Woods Village, the Grand Royale, Ignite, Riverside Nursing and Rehab, McCrite Plaza at Briarcliff, Northland Rehab, Tiffany Springs, Pleasant Valley, Newmark Care Center. So go Ash and Court, Norterre, Parkview Healthcare. So it goes just on and on and on. And then you're going to see all of the different star ratings. Now, Medicare goes from 1 to 5 stars. And 3 stars is average. 4 stars is above average. And 5 stars is well above average. So obviously, we like more stars equals better, right? Then you have 2 stars below average and 1 star well below average. And unfortunately, what I've seen over the past, 3-4 years maybe, especially kind of accelerated around the COVID time, the time of COVID, about that year and a half, we used to have a typical bell curve. And this is just really normal stuff. And on the left and the right-hand side of the curve, you have a small number of 1 stars, right, clunkers, and you have a small number of rock stars, right, 5 star, right? Yeah. So you have a few very poor performing, a few, you know, just well, great performing places. And then as you move towards the center of that bell curve at 2 and 4, you have a larger number of below average and a larger number of above average. And then the center of that bell curve, real high, is the majority of performers are in that 3-star, that average range. Okay, this is just normal. You can put a bell curve just about to any type of performance like this. It's just stunningly and amazingly true across lots of different spectrums and industries. However, what I've seen over the past 2, 3, 4 years, I've seen this bell curve flatten out pretty hard. The top of that bell curve is much, much, much lower now. Far fewer 3-star rated facilities. Now, the good news of that flattening, well, where do they go, Steve? They have to go somewhere. They either have to go up, improved, or down, declined. So there are a number of these 3-star facilities that have upped their game. They've leveled up. They've raised the bar. Now they're operating at a 4-star, maybe even a 5-star. But unfortunately, way more often than not, they have declined from a 3-star to a 2-star. And some of them a 1-star. Now, I don't know what there is about some of these places, but they can never seem to turn it around. Usually, I've seen it very commonly that someone has an incident, they address it, they really get beat up on their star rating, and they have to work their way out of it, and then they improve, and then they rise back up to a 3 or a 4 star. And that's what you would hope would happen. You know, things happen, so, but it, my measure is always, you know, how do you respond to a negative incident? Did you fully address it? Have you corrected the issue so that it won't happen again? That's what I'm looking for. And I think most places would like to do that. But some, there are some places that just can't seem to get out of their way, and they're not good. And they are, they haven't been good for years and years, forever. And guess what? With my firm, Senior Care Consulting, they don't make the list. They never make the list, because the good news is there are a lot of places available in the market that do a great job. They're trying really hard. They are staffed properly. They don't have 60-some deficiencies. They have average or below-average number of deficiencies. They don't have any of these issues. Now, let me say that there, no place is perfect. You can have a pristine 5-star rating, but you're only as good as the next mistake that one staff person makes. That's true. That's true for all businesses. But what it, again, I think the measure of a quality organization is how quickly you address it, and have you taken steps to make sure that that won't happen again? And that's really what I'm looking for. And the quality organizations do that. And then the places that aren't so great do what I shared with you last time. They don't report it for hours to the family, for 9 hours to the police. I just don't get it. It's not that hard. I don't get it. I'm not even sure how some of these facilities are even still open and in business. But at some point, the state will come in and shut down these very poor performers. Now, if this has scared the heck out of you, I'm not trying to do that. I'm raising this to the top. I'm shouting it out loud. There are some great places out there that you can choose, and there are some terrible places that you do not want to choose. Go to Medicare.gov, look up Nursing Home Compare, and then you can go through and read all kinds of information. Let me just click on this one right here. Again, I'm doing this live on air. They show an overall rating, health inspection, staffing and quality measure breakdown. They show their vaccination rates, fire safety and inspection and emergency preparedness. They've got inspection results on that. And then any penalties that have been levied over the last 3 years. There's a lot of information here. Now, again, it doesn't tell the whole story, but that's pretty good information. And that's all available to the public. So guess what my firm, Senior Care Consulting, does? We look into all of this. We know the better places, the great places. We also, I had a client tell me, more importantly, Steve, you know the places to not go to. Well, yeah, we know that too, right? But if you and your family are entering into a search for long-term care, assisted living, memory care, or possibly a continuing care retirement community, you don't want to take any chances. You want someone handling that for you so that you don't make a mistake. I would invite you to discover the services of Senior Care Consulting. That's my firm at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. You can also visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved? Home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.